in preparing the explosive packages the night before. Vic was making a few last-minute adjustments, trimming the tips of some fuse cords with a penknife blade, his face a study in concentration.
Dynamite is tricky. Sure you know what you're doing with that stuff, Vargas?
You want to do it, Tom?
Oh, not me. All I know about gunpowder is that it shoots a bullet.
Vic finished what he was doing, folded his jackknife, and put it away.
My folks died when I was a kid. I got taken in by miners at a mining camp. They raised me to be a powder monkey. I put the gunpowder charges in the holes for blasting. You gotta know what you're doing in that job to keep all 10 fingers. I've got all mine. Satisfy your concerns, Tom.
The proof is in the blasting.
So it is. We'll all find out soon enough, eh? Me, first of all.
We ready to go then?
Well, let me light up this cigar first. Then we'll be on our way.
Light it when we're in the open. I don't see the sense in playing with fire with a sack full of dynamite in here.
Vic knows what he's doing.
Sure, but does the TNT?
For reply, Johnny flicked a thumbnail against the white phosphorus tip of a self-igniting wooden lucifer. Johnny reached over, holding the match flame to the tip of the long, thick cigar held clenched between Vic's teeth.
Gracias.
De nada. You ready?
Yeah.
The rest of you?
All signaled their eager readiness with no dissenters.
Well, let's go.
The canyon floor was covered with a haze of smoke from the many campfires and cooking fires scattered around the site. The gray pall was so thick in some places that it stung the eyes of those nearby. The canyon walls held the smoke, forming a protective bulwark against cleansing winds. Through only two vents could the smoke escape, straight up into the sky and by drifting east out of the mouth of the canyon. Baldy Vance pointed at a clump of well-ordered, well-kept tents clustered off to one side at the north of the canyon.
Reckon them tents is for the high muckety mucks in this crowd?
That's how to bet it. Let's be sure to take care of them. You hear that, Vic?
Yes, I do. Strikes me as a property that's ripe for demolition.
The area with the greatest concentration of people was in the center of the canyon, but the space was relatively small. The Free Company and its tattered auxiliaries were many, so several dozen ragtag foot soldiers and followers were camped farther away, closer to where the Hangtree Raiders suddenly emerged, as if they were phantoms who could mysteriously appear at will. A line of smoke rose from a low campfire. Around it, men stretched out on bedrolls or wrapped in blankets. A few early risers stood around the fire, smoking and passing around a half-gallon brown jug. A pretty sorry-looking bunch, dirty, unkempt, raggedy-assed, they turned to stare at the newcomers.
Remember, men, our job is to take a club and whack it against the hornet's nest. So hit it hard.
One of the gawkers separated himself from the others, starting toward the strangers.
Hey! Hey, you! What you doing over there?
Men sat up on their bedrolls, rubbing sleep out of their eyes, blankets falling to their waists. Vic Vargas puffed away steadily at his cigar. Some of the men standing around the campfire straggled after the loudmouth.
Something about them Jaspers ain't right. Who are you? Where'd you come from, anyway?
Hangtown, friend! We come from Hangtown!
Hell, they're from Hangtree! Get him!
The man went for his gun. Johnny was ready for him. For good measure, Johnny put some slugs into a couple of men rushing forward, tugging at their guns. The scramble was on. Men on the ground threw aside blankets and jumped up, pulling their guns. Vic touched the hot tip of his cigar to the end of a fuse sticking out of a bundle of dynamite.
Short fuse, boys! Let's ride!
The Hangtree Raiders charged forward, shooting. Horses' hooves dug dirt, digging up clods of earth in the force of their surging rush. Men grouped around the campfire fired away, more guns joining in. Enemy gunmen were black outlines against the campfire's red glare. Johnny leaned over to one side of his horse, letting loose with a few ripping rounds. The skirmishers' line parted in the middle, going around the campfire on both sides, riding down those too slow and luckless to get out of the way. Vic dropped the bundle of TNT into the flames as he raced by. Leaning forward, he touched spurs to his horse's flanks to get more speed and outdistance the upcoming blast. The Hangtree Raiders pointed their horses at the opposite end of the canyon and raced full tilt for it, resolved to do as much damage as they could along the way, and woe to anyone who tried to bar the way. Making full use of the advantage of surprise, they tore through the crowds like a whirlwind, irresistible. The Free Company and its followers were shocked, unable to imagine that anyone would have the audacity to attack them.